Hi, my name is Ben Ingebretsen, and it's my privilege to think with you in this training lecture about advanced church planter assessment. And we're specifically working on using the Ridley behavioral model for personal assessment. Let's just take a step back for a moment and talk about predicting church plant success. We talked about in a previous lecture about the critical nature of the church planter, that the number one factor in determining the success or failure of a church plant is really the selection of the leader. Is that leader called by God, healthy emotionally and spiritually and physically, in a good place, well-supported? There's a variety of things that we covered in that around success from the standpoint of that leader. Today we're going to think specifically about the gifts for church planting. And let's begin with an assumption here that God alone gives the gifts for ministry. God alone is the one who gives out the gifts. We don't get to choose what our gifts are. God is the giver. Sovereignly, God distributes gifts for ministries in the church. Ephesians 4:11 talks about that. And we each have been given a gift. I shared in the previous teaching that church planters tend to be those with apostolic and evangelistic gifts for ministry. Apostles comes from the word to be sent with a message. Apostles are those who have an overwhelming and overriding sense of being sent to move out and to plant a new church. And evangelists are those who are most effective in sharing the gospel with people who are outside of Christ. So God alone gives those gifts for ministry. And they show up in lots of different packages. We're all unique and we're all uniquely gifted. Personality types are really irrelevant, though, to church planting. It's been common to see different kinds of personal styles in church planters, because personality is one of the wonderful ways that God marks us all a little differently. And so no two church planters look exactly alike. Many personality types can be successful. But they all tend to share the same gifts for ministry. They tend to be gifted in the areas of evangelism. They tend to be ones who have that apostolic sense of being sent out by God to move out and plant a new Jesus community. They will likely also have the capacity to teach, preach, shepherd, but they especially have those evangelistic gifts. And many church planting models and designs can be successful. Just like there are many different personality types and many different church planting styles and designs, these can all be successful. There's a lot of different factors, but the best predictor of success as a church planter is behavioral. Past behavior predicts the future. A person's past experience is a good indicator of how they're going to function in the future. And that's particularly true of church planters. Let me introduce you for just a moment to Dr. Charles Ridley. Dr. Ridley studied the behaviors of thousands of church planters, and his research has shown that church planters that practice certain behaviors are more likely to be successful. And so Dr. Ridley's work has been known as the Ridley Behavioral Assessment by many people in North America and is used in other parts of the world as a way of determining if you partake of these typical and frequently occurring behaviors of successful church planters. Now, before the end of today's session, you're going to have the opportunity for a free assessment. And you're going to have the opportunity to assess yourself and find out how you rate on the Ridley scale. The encouraging thing about that is that behaviors can always change. Isn't that good news? That even though you and I may have just a few indicators that we have the behavior, for example, of evangelism in our lives, we can take to heart Paul's words when he says, do the work of an evangelist to Timothy, and we can practice that more, and we can give evidence of a higher level of behavioral ability. You too can grow and improve your behavioral score as a potential church planter. But it's critical that church planters have a high behavioral score, especially in the first five areas of the Ridley model. Because Dr. Ridley observed that the first five character qualities are particularly important for church planters. So let's walk through those. The first is what we're going to call, and what he calls, visioning capacity. Visioning capacity. People with visioning capacity are people that have a history of starting projects and organizations from nothing. That is to say that they're like a spark plug. They get people together and they start something new. Could be a club, could be a Bible study, could be a group, could be a small business, could be any number of kinds of gatherings or any number of kinds of organizations. But they start it from scratch, from nothing. They overcome obstacles and they generate resources. They stay committed. They initiate action. They have a vision. They draw other people in. People with visioning capacity are the people who can see a dream and they can draw other people into that dream. That is the first quality that Dr. Ridley observed in effective church planters. As there are people who can have a vision for a new church and draw other people into that dream and draw other people into that vision for the future. It's a pattern in their life. It's something they've done before. They've launched other things from scratch and drawn people in. The second quality Dr. Ridley observed is what's called, or what we're going to call, intrinsic motivation. Intrinsic motivation is about maintaining a busy schedule with energy. Church planting is busy work, and good church planters, effective ones, are ones that can maintain a very, very busy schedule and yet stay energized and not run out of gas, run out of energy by noontime. They use time well. They accomplish much. They don't need outside prodding. They don't need someone else always telling them what to do. They always give their very, very best. They're always working hard to outdo themselves sometimes, to always bring the very best they could bring to the next opportunity. Intrinsic motivators are people who don't wait around for something to happen. They're the ones who make things happen. They're the ones who begin the conversation. They're the ones that make the phone call and start the day rolling by their agenda, what they're after. They're internally driven and motivated in a healthy way to make things happen. Three. Creating ownership of ministry. A third thing Dr. Ridley observed is that successful church planters inspire others and mobilize them for ministry. If you were to ask them for the names of people that they've inspired and mobilized into ministry, they could give you a nice long list. They can give you the list of folks that were sitting on the sidelines, that were not involved, and now are involved in ministry. And the reason they're involved is because the church planter began to develop them as a leader, because the church planter began to invite them into opportunities for ministry, because the church planter gave over some responsibility to them. The church planter gives away duties that develop others to their potential. The church planter sees the potential in someone else and grows them up to that potential. They help and mentor others to become leaders and to use their gifts. Church planters vision in a way that's compelling. They are motivated in a way that always is energizing. And then they're always creating other pathways for folks to become involved in ministry. They're drawing other people into ministry. And they're sharing the task with others in a way that's empowering to others. Number four, reaching the unreached. Church planters, the ones that are gifted for church planters, have a pattern in their life of reaching the unchurched. They have many unchurched relationships, and they're often with them. They spend time hanging out with people who don't follow Christ. They spend significant amounts of time at the homes or in the places of association with people who aren't Christian. They form relationships that are meaningful with people who aren't followers of Jesus. They have multiple examples of people that they've led to Christ. The successful church planters are people who don't plan to lead someone to Christ, but that they've already led others to Christ. They've had experiences, and their recent experiences, their experiences within the last few months or year of someone that they've helped make a first-time commitment to Christ. They've discipled these people. They have folks that they're discipling and helping find a role in ministry, those that they have led to Christ. See, Dr. Ridley observed these four and yet one fifth quality as a primary quality. These are primary qualities that successful church planters give evidence of. And this fifth one is spousal support. If the planter is married, then the planter and the couple have a clear sense of their role in ministry. That is that the planter's partner knows where they fit in, knows how that they can be a good partnership in church planting, that their marriage has been tested and yet it's strong. It has gone through times of challenge and it's come through successfully. That both the husband and wife are united in their commitment to church planting. That the partner is supportive of the planting experience and the planting call, and that they're not dragging their feet or uncomfortable or unwilling. Those five areas that we've just covered are what Dr. Ridley observed to be the primary areas of successful church planter behavior. Now, you can take some time and review those and ask yourself, how do I do? How would I measure up in any one of those areas? Do I have an evidence, a practice of launching things from scratch? Am I internally motivated? Do I tend to build other people's involvement in things? Do I show evidence of an evangelist and a passion for sharing the gospel and spending time with unchurched people? And if I am married, am I in a strong, tested, and supportive relationship? Those are the primary things that can give evidence to your readiness to be a church planter. Now, Dr. Ridley identified some what we'll call secondary things as well. And those include the following. Number one, effectively building relationships, that the planter is good and effective in their people skills, good listener, good conversationalist. People like to know them and be in relationship with them. Easy to relate to. Lots of friends. That the planter is committed to church growth. That commitment to church growth means that you've either grown a ministry successfully, and one would hope that that would certainly be the case, but that you also understand some of the growth principles and methods. That you understand how it is that churches grow. And what some of the human factors are that can bring about church growth. So an awareness of church growth methods and a desire to learn your church growth methods are certainly qualities of a successful church planter. That you're responsive to the community. That is to say that your eyes are out there on the community around you, and you see a community need, and you have a habit or a practice of meeting those community needs. That that's a natural place for you to jump in and serve the community at large, because you want to be responsive to a specific need. That you use the giftedness of others. You help others find out what their spiritual gift is. You help them take a spiritual gift assessment. You help them discover their spiritual gift. And then you help them use their spiritual gift and train them in the use of that spiritual gift. Number 10, flexibility and adaptability. That as a leader, you can keep an open mind and recognize that you may not always have the right or the best idea or the best strategy, that there may be new information you need to be open to, or you may need to change. You may need to adjust some things. Number 11, building small groups. That you are successful at starting small groups that are effective. Most new church starts begin with a home Bible study or a Bible study in a small circle, a small group. And so that effective church planters know how to start groups that are small like that and have a positive small group experience and then start another small group. The successful church planters have this capacity to bounce back, call it resilience. They go through a hard time, but they don't stay down long. There may be a tough Monday morning. There may be a hard day, but it doesn't stretch beyond a few hours or a day or two. And you bounce back and you're enthusiastic about the ministry again. Exercising faith. That you demonstrate spiritual vitality, that call to planting, that you're spending time with Christ, following Christ, in relationship with Christ, abiding in the vine, abiding in Him as He abides in you, and therefore bringing forth fruit, the fruit that lasts. Those are the secondary behavioral qualities that Dr. Ridley observed. Now, after you've reviewed that list of 13 qualities, the first five of which are most important, you may wonder, how would I score that? How did I do? You may be able to do some initial thinking about scoring it just by following these steps. First of all, the amount of the data or the amount of specific examples that you're able to share under each of those areas, the higher the score. In general, if you have, for example, started a lot of things from scratch and you've started a number of organizations or a number of Bible study groups or a number of small businesses from scratch, that gives you a higher score. You're a stronger and more likely candidate in that particular area to be successful as a church planter. Thirdly, the intensity of the complexity of the example merits a higher score. So, for example, a person who starts a few things from scratch, but the organization that they start tend to grow quite large or tend to be quite complex in terms of the breadth and the depth of the organization, that's going to merit a higher score. So there's some subjectivity in this assessment in terms of scoring, because a person may only evidence, for example, a few things in some categories, but the depth and the period of time and the complexity of the examples they give may call for a higher weighing of the score. In Dr. Ridley's assessment, each category is scored individually, one being low and five being high, and then all the scores are collected. And the best Ridley behavioral interviews really should be scored by a trained professional. You may not have that available to you. And so today's assessment and today's training is really an opportunity for you to do some personal reflection on these categories, to become aware of these categories. You may not necessarily have the benefit of actually being assessed by a trained professional in the Ridley behavioral model. However, you can discover your own personal behavioral assessment score. And I'm pleased that for English speakers, there is currently an assessment available through www.churchplanterprofiles.com. www.churchplanterprofiles.com. If you click on that to the free assessment tab, and then follow the steps to number one, create an account, and then number two, take the free assessment. You can take an assessment that will take you about 90 minutes, and you will get a score. That score is significantly based on the Ridley model that we have just been training you through here today. Assessment. It's maybe not the most exciting subject that you're going to run across in these training sessions, but it certainly is perhaps one of the most important. God has created us all with gifts for ministry. We're all unique, and we don't all play the same roles best. There are places that we all do better than others. And so discerning your place and your fit in the kingdom, and discerning whether it's as a church planter, is well worth the time and effort that you'll spend as you seek to discern where Christ is leading you. Remember, however, that the church planting assessment, the sort that we've just talked through, is behaviorally based. That you may be called to be a church planter, but maybe just not today. Maybe there's some behaviors, maybe there's some practices, maybe there's some learning and some experiencing that you need to do a bit more of over the next several months or years, so that you indeed can step into the high call and high opportunity and high challenge of church planting with confidence and with God being your helper, the best you can bring as an obedient servant of Christ. God bless you.